All right, hey, Brandon and John. So I'm following John's lead and booing from my car. So let's hope that this all turns out well. So I spent the day down in Vestal and met John at the comic book shop, and I gave him a flash drive. I guess we didn't exchange anything. He gave me nothing in return, that jerk. But I gave him a flash drive with Compliance on it. And Brandon, hopefully, if you can, you can get a chance to check out that movie too. I'd love to get a debate going on that with you and John, and maybe even Arthur. We can pull him into the booing since he's seen it recently. I think keeping in the line of disgusting films, that would be a fun debate. I'm really torn on that movie. I've thought about it a whole lot, and I still don't know where I land on it. Though I have more respect than I did in the beginning, or at least directly after I watched it. So, to the point with the K-Fried C scene, I'm going to just say one last thing and then that's it, because John and I are probably going to disagree always, and I don't know if what you all have to say on it, but I think that's the turning point in the film. At least for me, that's the turning point. That is where Joe goes to lengths that's where we see Joe, I think, for as disgusting and vile as he truly is. I think throughout the film we're seeing him, or at least I was seeing him as the person I was on board with, I guess, just because he's the good looking cool badass killer guy, and that's who that's who I was rooting for, or whatever you want to call it. And then it's that scene comes on and he just goes too far, and he's spitting, and he takes, you know, it's just held, that scene's held for so long, and then it, you know, you see his face up close, and then they zoom out, and it's just ridiculous. And that, for me, that's where I felt like the director turned the table, turned the pages a little bit. This is kind of what I mentioned on Facebook, and this is also kind of what I mentioned in that boo that is still stuck in my queue. I don't know why it's not posting. Hopefully these ones are going to actually post. But again, I am driving, so who knows when they'll actually go up. So, all right, I guess I'm going to wrap it up. That's all I've got to say until John responds, or until we move on to the next movie. I don't know, I feel like we're getting to a good end point with Killer Joe, because how do we really defend it when it's kind of a disgusting film but quite enjoyable? So, all right.